Well, bedtime is always a difficult time for parents, but the latest figures from 2014 show 10 babies died in Wales from cot death or sudden infant death syndrome. It's something Emma knows about. Her daughter Maisie died when she was 10 weeks old after they both fell asleep on the sofa.
I remember putting her down beside me, not near me even, beside me, and just thinking, I'll just sit for a moment. And then the next thing I knew, we'd both fallen asleep and I woke up and Maisie didn't.
Well, the Lullaby Trust says it's concerned there aren't mums and dads who don't know that babies should always be put to sleep on their back. That's the advice from the Welsh NHS because it reduces the risk of cot death. But 57% of parents in Wales aren't sure of it and 15% think it would be okay for children to sleep on their side or tummy. Jenny Ward from the charity says the best thing is always for babies to sleep on their back in a cot without any toys and pillows around them.
People don't seem to be sure that they need to do this every single night, which they do. So it's consistency that really does make a difference. So we're saying this isn't a checklist. It isn't a, you know, get 3 out of 5 and you're doing well. We need you to do all of these things to give your baby the best chance.
The good news is that the number of children dying from sudden infant death syndrome in Wales has fallen by more than 60% since 2004. But Emma says it's important parents don't ignore the advice.
I knew absolutely that my baby should be not sleeping with me and should be in her cot, and she slept always in her cot on her back. Everyone needs to understand that sleeping on their back is the way that babies are safest.